Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. He's an amazing guy. Probably knows more about the New World Order and the secret orders and the 10 schools and all the bad guys in the background than anybody else I know on the planet. You've had a colleague, I think, remember years ago, I had him on the show. What's his name? He had recently, a couple of years ago, a stroke. That you know personally. What I want people to understand is this guy, Nathan Phillips, is the guy beating the drum in front of this gawky kid with a MAGA hat on. It's from the Christian school. This news has been all over for more than a week now. And what the heck's going on here? Who is this guy, Nathan Phillips, and what is this situation?
Yeah, well, Nathan Phillips, he's an activist that's been recruited by the left. Back in the 70s, he escaped from prison. In 74, he was charged with assault. He was charged with multiple times the possession of alcohol, and he also claims he's been a Vietnam veteran, although he's never deployed in Vietnam. And that would be like myself that was in the National Guard for 6 or 8 years during part of the Korean and Vietnam War. And calling myself a Vietnam vet, you know, I mean, we were vulnerable and we were on call at all the time. I don't want to negate anybody because they weren't under fire. They just used the people that were most appropriate at the time. I was in an armored division, which would be, you know, actual suicide in a jungle, because anybody that can get up to you with a bag full or a glass full of gasoline can take you out. So we weren't used in that theater. But it turns out this guy works. I found an article from 2015, and which he's claiming that he was offended by the students at East Michigan University that he was gathering wood from broken branches. And very hungry because he would sell the wood, but he was waved over to a group of students that were having a party. And so he walked over this group of students, according to his story, and many of them had Indian headwear on them. And that, you know, he was offended by that. Anyway, they, you know, they were being friendly. One of them threw him a beer that was still closed, a beer can, I guess, full of beer. And he said it hit his chest and hurt him real bad, you know. So, I mean, all of a sudden these students are the enemy, just as he made the enemy of the students on the steps, you know, waiting for their bus. He goes on to say that he escalated it to going to the university itself and wanting to have these students punished. And that I guess for 30 years they had already taken away the Indian, the heron mascot for the university, and I forgot what they substituted it with, but the university's caving to any pressure from anybody had already done all the caving. But the guy is a professional, what do you call it, a change agent. It turns out that one of the groups he belongs to is called the Native, gee, I've got so many papers in front of me. Anyway, the Native American Alliance here, let me look on my search engine and I'll find it in a minute.
Right.
But this group, it turns out, it hasn't missed the value to the huge foundations that you and I know manipulate us day in and day out.
Right.
One of them is the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. The other one is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Right.
One.
And so in other words, this attack on the Christian kids at their Christian school was sponsored by the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, right? And Bill and Melinda Gates.
And not only that, we tie it right back into Leon Panetta, who was, again, powerful, head of the CIA, head of the Defense Department, here into the city and county of Santa Cruz. There's a thing called the Romero Institute. It used to be known as the Christic Institute, and it's run by Daniel Sheehan. Daniel Sheehan made a little bit of news during the Bush era, in which he went after some of the Contra culprits. And I laud him for catching that. But what he was more interested in was the left-right Republican-Democrat aspects of it. He was totally mollified and rechanged the name and is totally in league with the world government. Although I think all across the political spectrum, we can point to other groups of people, including people surrounding us, that have done ill deeds or illegal things or immoral things. And you know that, you know, he had a couple. No pun intended, a couple feathers in his cap, since we're talking about Indians, because, you know, he had called out, you know, some of the culprits in the Bush administration. But since then, he's no longer interested in skull and bones or illegal wars. Now they're wanting those wars in the Middle East to continue, because they've been dovetailed in or tucked into, you know, the global scheme of things. So they're no longer interested in exposing the Council on Foreign Relations or the Skull and Bones that was temporary in order to put the other bloc of world globalists into power. But the guy over here, Daniel Sheehan, is working for the University of Santa Cruz, which is run by Jeanette Napolitano. Thank you. And, of course, she was head of Homeland Security, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the University of Santa Cruz has the pleasure of having had professors Bettina Aptecker, the son of Herbert Aptecker, the theoretician of the Communist Party, Angela Davis, which has had a chair at the University of Santa Cruz, and of course she was a vice presidential candidate with Gus Hall when the CIA head, the other CIA head that Obama appointed, was John Brennan. When he was in college, he voted for both Gus Hall and Angela Davis. Now, Angela Davis, under the Panetta machine, received the key to the city of Santa Cruz by Leon Panetta's first campaign manager, Don Lane, who was the mayor of the city of Santa Cruz in 2015. And again, this is the same area of the deep state where Christine Blasey Ford, who we know came up with false charges against Kavanaugh, works at Stanford on a project to create scenarios, artificial scenarios. Her father was MK Ultra, involved in assassination of Deke, who was a launderer for CIA drug money, and her brother for 15 years was part of the fusion, GPS fusion, I think it was called. So, I mean, everything here is concocted. We find that both the Bill Kristol came out and had attacked these students, as did National Review. Now, National Review's editor came out and said the students might as well have spit on the cross. Now, this is, you know, supposedly Catholic William Buckley. Wow. Well, Catholic William Buckley was a member of Skull and Bones, and he's his forces control Hillsdale College, which promotes Trotskyites and CFR members like Daniel Bell and Poe Hertz and Irving Kristol on their newsletter, which is called Impetus, and goes out to millions of people every month soliciting funds for that so-called independent college. But here you've got the editor of National Review, Nick Frankovich, saying that you know, these people, you know, might have well spit on the cross when all they were doing was waiting for a bus while these agitators, such as Nathan Phillip, receiving money for his rent-a-crowd in order to create this chaos and create this phony story. This is like going back to some of the gun incidences that we have seen, where we've got the actors involved in creating a scenario in which to crush or squash or to advance legislation. And here, actually, I think it's fortunate, because it shows the fact that National Review, with Rich Lowry and, you know, a lot of these other, Jonah Goldberg, a lot of these people that are feathered out on Fox and other national media as so-called conservatives, taking full part in the attack against these young Christian people, when the efforts to create a race war, they got their hands full on. And it's amazingly outrageous. Daniel Sheehan has kind of a funny look to him. He's got puffy white hair, and the students up here call him Popcorn Head.
Right.
But he's sponsored by Janet Napolitano, and it used to be the old Christic Institute, and they have an internship program at the university where they train, justice activists.
Right.
But again, it's coming from.
If we're to summarize, we're saying that the ultra-conservative so-called right is trying to do a religious war against conservative Catholic Christian boys in high school, and they get this guy to actually act as an activist to beat his drum while the kids just are standing there looking kind of, you know, spaced out, with his little MAGA hat on. And he had no intentions of assaulting or talking badly to this native guy. In fact, he said he wanted to talk to him in an interview. And the interviewer, actually, they made a big deal about this. It's like, why is this so present in the news? It's because the news have lost their marbles. They're crazy. And I think Trump needs to start sanctioning media and journalists, and eventually maybe delicensing some of the cable and other news media and magazines like Jeff Bezos' Washington Post. I think they need to lose their license, don't they?
I don't know if they have a license or not, but again, they're not crazy. They're deliberate.
Right.
And, you know, this guy way back in here, I've got the article from 2015. He says he was out collecting wood for his sweat lodge. The 60-year-old former Marine who roams near his home in Michigan for loose branches and cleaning up yards in order to stay alive. Actually, he's well-funded and fed by the, you know, the foundations.
Exactly.
He said that there was about four alleged college students, all male, dressed up like plain Indians, approached Phillips and apologized for his inebriated friend. His friend threw him, I think, the can of beer or whatever it was like that, and I guess he was offended because he was trying to dry out because he had so much trouble with alcohol previously. But from there, he knew exactly where to go. He went to the university for the Native American Student Organization, which is a broadening organization just like the NAACP or the La Raza or the rest of it. But it includes, initially Indians. It expanded Hispanics. People can find their website and look at some of the blogs and information going on back, but it says at the time he was receiving Section 8 assistance, and he was dodging racial encounter. So he's saying that Michigan and the university is dangerous. He said he didn't send his kids to public schools because of the racism of the city. He says
one of the most non-racist places is Michigan. I was born there. I don't have any racism against anybody of any skin color or different religion or background or country. I mean, I think it's ridiculous for someone to make that kind of statement in Michigan, which is one of the most non-racist places in America. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Michigan, you grew up with blacks and Indians all around you.
Yeah, they're everywhere around you. They're your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, you're
mothers,
playing basketball,
you know?
And football, and you know, you're making jokes and having parties and sneaking cigarettes and doing all that.
It's not because he has an agenda. This is a mentally ill person, usable by the globalists to create a balkanization and a tribal war, which they want.
Exactly. That's what they're intent.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultation. CalmMind and BrainMaker, an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP-Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down. Reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com. The best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP-Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro increases the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
NutriMedical.com. You'll see all the links there at the top. And I'm going to, we've got new features. If you go over to Deagle Network, you'll see all the co-broadcasters, the regular people, and their subpages and their websites, like Gary Richard Arnold. Gary, we're going to get you set up so you're starting to do your show. I think you're set up to do it at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Mondays. And I hope to have you up and operational so you're doing your show. You just have to download the broadcast beta software. I'll help you set it up. Your radio DJ to play the commercials and bumpers, and you're set to go. It'll be archived on radio.co, where it's going to go through all the different podcast platforms we're setting up. We also have a subpage over at Deagle-Network under broadcasters. They'll find your website, news-expose.org. And we have the options of several things. Firstly, we have the option of having your show live and archived over at Rinse Radio, which is Todd Waite. And we have also the option of putting up a subpage under Deagle Network where we could actually archive and explain each show with commas between the different words or phrases and a little picture to describe each show. So that's those options we're working on for our co-broadcasters. Not everybody's going to do that. They're going to archive it on their own website. That's fine. But if they want to have it over in Deagle Network, we'll have to do some things with our tech, Simon Tagason, and setting up passwords so they can get in and actually upload. It'll add searchability to their audio stream, which means with searchability, it makes it much more likely your people are going to actually search and find your information. Let's get back to some of the stuff you talked about. This is pretty horrendous. What's going on with Roger Stone is a perfect example of what should never happen in a real republic like America, isn't it? I mean, this
right.
is what they...
I'm going to finish with one or two other people that stuck their turtleneck out and exposed themselves by attacking these Christian kids.
Let's do that. I'd like you to finish that topic because we have lots more time, by the way, in our 15-minute segments times three per hour now. It's a lot better for completing a thought. Please continue.
Okay. One of these people, of course, was William Crystal from the Weekly Standard, did an attack on the kids. And, of course, his father was the one that created the neocons. In fact, he was given money by the CIA to create a magazine to support the Labour government in England, the Fabian Socialist. His son is a Bilderberger, and he put together the Weekly Standard, who put out a Never Trump, just like National Review did. And, of course, he's a member of the Bilderberger Society. But they supported the Fabian Socialist that, in 1943, put out their own brochure pushing regional government as the plan for all cities and villages, you know, for their world federation. So it truly is, you know, the globalists that are pushing these so-called natives, of which, you know, they really don't give a rat's ass except to, you know, control them. They're the first.
So they're not even concerned about Mr. Phillips. They just want to use him as a tool.
Exactly. They want to make everybody the same. They don't want to preserve any culture. That's why they've, orchestrated and formed the Department of Education into knee-jerk reactions and a set of thinking. It's, you know, the word-see or whatever you call it, the look-see program where people can identify an image and react rather than to think and put syllables together. It's real deliberate. In fact, Dr. Anthony Sutton's book, America's Secret Establishment, has one-fourth of his book dedicated to how the Skull and Bones use education in order to, you know, pre-route or route our thinking. Also, this Native American group that Nathan Phillips belongs to spun off of a thing called the Center for Identity and Inclusion. And that was formed way back in 1969, And that was with the educational opportunity programs during the civil rights scams during the 60s. But these guys are, they say, at the conclusion of their identification that their purpose is to create change agents. And they have expanded. Initially, it was it moved from Indians to Hispanic and American Indians, and then it was Asian Americans and Blacks, and now it's American Indian, Asian American, Black, and Hispanic students. So, you know, they have whatever sign they need at whatever rally they need, and they were there only for one purpose. They were supposed to be there supposedly with 10,000 people. I'd like to see if they ever applied for a permit.
Right.
But they ended up with a bunch of Black so-called Israelis that were taunting them and calling them every foul name, you know, crackers and...
Yeah, I saw that on the video. I couldn't believe what was going on there. That's inappropriate. These are just teenage kids from high school with... Some MAGA hats, some even Native hats, because they were kind of appreciative of the Natives. They weren't against them. And even the kid, when I saw him interview, was like, I would like to talk to him. He had the scary look for him. It was like, this is a scared kid talking to a journalist who's trying to find some kind of ulterior motive. And I think it was pretty damned obscene the way that she was interviewing him. It's like,
yeah.
It was an OMG moment.
You
it was
look
like,
at the so-called right, you know, these Hillsdale College Buckleyites and so forth that promote socialism and try to scam the conservatives to leave their fortunes to Hillsdale College while they continually run these Trotskyites and, you know, the new globalists in their newsletters.
Right.
I mean, they've never mentioned any of the secret societies, which is behind all of this. And if anybody looks at the Rockefeller Brothers Fund or looks at the Bill Gates Foundation or looks at the Romero Institute, they'll find the nest of culprits in there, just as you crack open a piece of wood that's chuck full of termites. And it's got the CFR and the trilats and so forth. And again, I saw on Ingram, I think she had Michelle Malkin, and they blamed how terrible this man was, but not one single word about the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation or the Bill and Melinda Gates or the Christic Institute or any of the people behind the directors and the producers. They're just throwing tomatoes at this stupid actor that's pushed out there like tens of thousands of others, and including a lot of us that belong to churches and service clubs
but basically most of the public religions are apostate or are misinformed, even if they're well-intentioned. And that's really disturbing, isn't it? And then they're being manipulated by organizations that want to balkanize and have tribal warfare between all the different factions, even among different Muslims, Christian factions, Jewish, atheistic, whatever, Native. And they don't care as long as they're masters of the chaos, aren't they?
The Christic Institute or the Romero Institute receives foundation money from the New World Foundation. The globalists. The Christic Institute, which is now the Romero Institute, was fined multiple times for frivolous lawsuits. The fake conservatives, you know, like Laura Ingram and Glenn Greenwald. I like, I kind of tended to like Greenwald because of Edward Snowden revealing some of the deep state. But again, there comes a point somewhere down the line when the you're not wanting to work with the international Marxist movement against the U.S. But anyway, the same with Glenn Beck. This R.C. Culp that's on the Gutfield program, the one with the glasses, she's kind of funny, and she's self-deprecating, which makes her a little bit easier to watch. But I looked her up. She's a log cabin Republican, which means LBG, all those different letters. She defends the Federal Reserve, and she's a doesn't like Ron Paul's wanting to pull out of the Middle East and other areas of the world. So, and she's on that Greg Gutfeld show, which is every month. And but you know, she worked from for all the various magazines and organizations. But she's portrayed on Fox as a conservative, and she was one of the ones that jumped on these young Christians. It was like they were given a phone call.
They get marching orders,
or the dog whistle, or whatever people, whatever it is. So they did their gang up, and it was the neocons and the Ripon Society and all the people that belong to the alphabet organizations.
Wow, amazing.
But that's
pretty nasty, eh?
Yeah, I didn't know that about her. I watched her program once in a while.
You see it everything, Michelle Malkin. Even now they're talking about recruiting. What's her name that is another one like Michelle Malkin? And they're talking about recruiting her for 2020 because she's criticizing Trump. Look, I've talked to various top experts about Trump. Trump is, his health is starting to fail. You can see him blowing up with his weight. You see Trump making bad mistakes like recycling toxic water and putting 5G network everywhere. You see him fuddling around with reopening the government but not getting the funding for his wall. He needs to declare a state of national emergency and just proceed. He needs to ignore and stop talking to the media and stop talking to Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and just do what he has to do. He needs to have the State of the Union address, and if he can't do it in the Congress, have it in the Senate. Don't go and have it at the wall. That's obscenity. Not only that, don't send the troops to the wall without bullets and putting up concertina wire. Send them into Mexico and Central America to clean up the cartels, which are working with their intel agencies like the SAD, the Special Activities Division of the CIA, the 17th agency, that's actually getting $2 trillion to actually build underground cities and do all kinds of other crazy crap, with trillions of dollars of drug money that's killing American citizens, including carfentanil that's coming in from China and heroin. 90% of the heroin coming to this country is coming across Mexico. We can stop it tomorrow. They need to actually have an immigration day. I mean, if Trump listened, he could fix this tomorrow. And he can get rid of birthright citizenship and chain migration and so on. He needs to get it referred over to the Supreme Court. And by the way, this thing about him going to give amnesty to the DACA kids, the president can't. It can only be Congress. So when they say he's going to offer amnesty, it's ridiculous. When I hear them, what's her name? It wasn't Michelle Malkin, it's the other one that looks like it's a praying mantis. She's very skinny.
Coulter.
It's like, excuse me, Coulter, you won't cross red lines or talk about the real agencies that are involved here. The real issue, Trump can't because he's the president. He's not all-powerful. He's not a dictator or an emperor. It has to be Congress. And Congress isn't going to do it with Democrats. The list of things that Trump is offering, every single one of them, the Democrats have already said they wanted or even voted for before. They don't want to give Trump any credit. He'll get $5.7 billion, not one brick for a wall or a steel slat. None. So talking to a crazy, insane, self-interested only, I mean, the use of illegal use of jets even 10 years ago, to the tune of $2.1 million in 2 years, to have them stacked with food and caviar and alcohol, and then sometimes to cancel at the cost and frustration of the military so she could fly in her junkets all over the world back when she was a speaker, is an obscenity, isn't it? I hear an echo. Something's going on in your computer. You got to turn off the sound. We're getting feedback.
I can knock off my speaker part of the phone here.
Turn off the speaker, But, so you can just want to be able to hear it with your own phone on your head, or have a headset. That's the thing.
But,
to do.
Yeah, all these central cities and these, the CIA depends upon all this drug trade. Look at the huge system and infrastructure inside the United States of crime and wealth, with all those people's noses in the trough of drugs and the pedophiles. They're gathering together to protect themselves against you know, Trump's moves to make us independent and less dependent on drugs.
He needs to drop the FISA documents and get investigations with his new AG Barr. And if Barr won't do it, fire him and get another AG.
Well, we need a 3 or 5 year moratorium on immigration, period.
I think so.
Let's just halt it and hire our own kids and educate them.
Exactly. And we need to have a system made up to make sure that education is affordable. Not making it free, make it affordable. Same way as housing. You don't have socialist over-government like AOC, an occasional cortex's maniac? No.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart, and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Gary Richard Arnold, by the way, your website is news-expose.org. We have a link directly to our Deagle Network to your subpage. If you go to the broadcasters, you're going to be doing a show starting at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Mondays, besides the interview you do on the third hour on Fridays here. Those shows are going to go through all the podcast platforms, and if you decide to actually have your show either live broadcast over here on the with Todd at Rents Radio, you can have a live show or archived, and we're going to also allow you to have a page with a minimal expense to put it over with the searchability over at Deagle-Network. Right now, it's just links to your site, but you'll need to archive your programs somewhere, so after the radio.co, after a month or so, they'll go through the podcast platforms, but they're going to actually, you want to get them archived so they're available.
It'll be very rich with clues for
documents.
Further research for people that want to get involved themselves, because a lot of this stuff I don't have the time to go to, but it's like veins of gold. I mean, you can follow a lot of the skullduggery just by following some of these trails, and it would be a great contribution to everybody for people to get on those details and see what they can find.
Yeah, I think what people should understand what's going on here isn't a matter of opinion. The idea of a conspiracy theorist is a way to slander people that ask questions and have evidence to prove that it's true by the CIA. The CIA, just like the NSA and these other intel agencies, control social media now, and they don't want you to ask questions. In fact, I tell people, and this is the same thing with both Christian belief systems, the belief system and the ability for our civilization to survive is because people ask better and better questions. Don't assume they have all the answers, or are told don't think. It's like I've been told, like, you know, don't interview certain people or you'll be destroyed. I'm thinking, no, I will. I'm very careful. The people I have repeatedly teach me things whenever I have a show like yourself. We want to archive your shows up so people can research themselves. I don't mind if people disagree, as long as you can show with evidence and logic why you disagree. But you always show tons of evidence. Like, you got a picture here of William F. Buckley Jr. and what he's up to. These are bad people. These are people that are globalists. They're planning on destroying us. This attack on these Christian kids, I saw it all over the news all week. I see the same picture of this kid kind of like in a daze with his little MAGA hat on and this guy beating his Indian drum. And it was like, it's an obscenity. And the response of the media to it was disgusting, wasn't it?
Oh, it was so out of the box. So all they need is a picture, and they just run a fairy tale around it. And it was very deliberate, and it shows how desperate and how close they are to wanting something to break violently.
Yeah, and they want violence. They want to have a Bolshevik-style revolution. They want dead people. They want to have totalitarian martial law, and eventually, of course, they want to be able to break out their AI and robots and drones and everything else. I mean, you know, Blade Runner's not far off, is it?
No, and the great thing about this is they got caught with their their red paint on their hands, and this time we got a bunch of the neocons and the counterfeit conservatives and libertarians. So people should take note of this, because it might save their lives.
Right. What I see happening, though, is if we need to get through to Trump. I'm working hard through my various channels to try to get at least some of Trump's family. Scott Adams over at Red State Talk Radio has interviewed them all. And if I can't get through to Trump directly, I want to get through to his sons or their sons' wives, because people need to get the wisdom through to Trump, because Trump is making bad decisions, isn't he? He's got bad people around him, both on the left and right. He's got liars and manipulators and globalists behind, around him, like John Lightning Bolt, and even Nikki Haley, the former United Nations representative. I see what's going on here. Trump is so stressed out, he's not thinking even rationally. Like, why would you open up a government without declaring a state of national emergency and just getting your wall going? We have another caravan coming for thousands more. And by the way, they talk about these caravans that were big chunks, but every week there's 700 to 1,000 people are coming across the border over 2,800 miles. I think it was 1,800 miles of border. And what we have to understand is a lot of the drug trade is not being slowed down at all. Now, they are slowing down some of the human trade, but they're trying to channel them through so they come through ports of entry so we can determine who's going to be safe and who isn't. What I see going on here is the Democrats are criminals. They're just plain evil. They just want instant Democrats so they can stay in power, and they don't care what happens to America or the middle class, do they? They could care less about blacks and Hispanics losing their jobs because of illegal immigrants coming in. They're actually taking their jobs at low wage jobs. And in a few years' time, with robotics and AI and everything, a lot of the blue-collar jobs are going to be gone, too. They could care less. They just want power. They don't care. They're power-hungry maniacs. Nancy Pelosi started at age 7 working for the Democratic Party and telling people off that they had to do this and that for the party in order for which you work with their father. Can you tell us that story? Because I think people need to understand what kind of a person she is. She is a demon, isn't she?
Well, people are selling off their morality and their soul in order for a generation or two of good times so that they can be in the upper middle class, basically, and a few think that they're going to be able to stay in the elite, although they'll be purged as the elite gains more and more control.
Right.
This always happens. It happened under Hitler, under the Night of Long Knives, and Stalin had killed so many of his army officers and stuff because he wanted to protect himself that he made himself vulnerable to the German attack against Moscow. But if it wasn't for the United States, the Russians wouldn't have got Eastern Europe or half of Germany and the rest of it. In fact, if it wasn't for the United States, the communists would be defunct, whether it would, we're talking about Cuba or Romania or any place. During Reagan's time, I mean, the Democratic Party was wanting to prevent money going to the Contras, and when Condoleezza Rice was Secretary of State, she was supporting the communists in Angola because she was on the board of directors of Chevron with George Pratt Schultz. So they were supporting the communists that ran the Angola port against the anti-communists.
Right.
We're having a visit by Albright to the community here on the 24th of 24th, maybe, I think it's the 20th. No, it must be a little bit later. Anyway, next week. No, the 5th of February.
Right.
But Albright was taught by her father, who was an immigrant from Eastern Europe. He also taught Condoleezza Rice. There's pictures of Condoleezza Rice in the same classroom in which he taught. And he's got a globalist school in Colorado. And the difference between Albright and Condoleezza Rice is none.
Right.
And one is Republican and one is Democrat. One belongs to the, George Pratt, Schultz, Bohemian Grove, all that network.
Right.
And so does, you look at the trilateralist, Dianne Feinstein, and Pelosi, and all that San Francisco crowd that used to have Jim Jones deliver their children for their sacrifices and the pedophile preferences of the elite in California. So,
right.
They're all out of, they're peas in the same pot, out of the same pot.
Wow. Pretty nasty, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not that hard. It's if people play cards, they can see a suit of cards, you know, with clubs or spades or whatever it is. And, you know, a lot of games depend upon lining up, you know, like kind cards. And it doesn't make any damn difference which party they're in. It depends on how you arrange your cards. And that's all they're doing. It's an arrangement. It's a kabuki theater. It's designed, the different faces on the cards and numbers is to keep us confused, thinking each card is standing there all alone by itself. But when they work together, somehow, we people get tricked or skunked a lot.
And, well, that's because people don't understand. That's why all the public religions have got apostasy. All the political systems have got what's called the Luciferic dialectic, which means they work on both sides of the opposition, when really it doesn't matter if they're left or right. They're all globalists, Luciferic globalists, trying to control us by an oppositional dialectic. It's all artificial, isn't it?
Yeah. No, the greatest gift God gave to man is free will. And it almost had to, you know, be developed and recognized. It's a, you know, it's a wonderful gift because you can direct your own future. You can control so much of what goes on with you and your family, as long as they're under your roof, I guess. But the fact that we submit ourselves to the chants from the local churches or the service clubs or the race groups or the sports or whatever, and it seems only natural, and it comes natural for people to support their home team when it depends on how serious they get about it. You know, if it's a sport, it's a sport, damn it. And, you know, it shouldn't be fist fights and fights with chains and brass knuckles in the parking lot. It should be sports. Then you do support your home community and so forth. But you take it with that type of an attitude. But when you make it life and death, like the conspirators want us to do, they make it so that you're angry at the other people so that they can control both sides. The guy at the front of the Coliseum or the game, he's collecting money. He doesn't care which side you're for. In fact, he doesn't give a damn who wins. He cares about how much popcorn and Cracker Jacks and soda pop you buy, because he wins no matter what. So if he can keep the game going and run the, you know, run the profit for himself, that's the way it's going to stay.
Wow, disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, some of this is natural. I mean, we're not born all good or evil. We've got tendencies to make things in our favor, and it's real easy to rationalize. And it's that rationalization that determines.
But the problem is the public school systems and even, quote, science. For example, science, we talked about yesterday with Matthew. We talked about the apostasy in Europe. They now have a new commission of truth, in a sense, like a Minority Report, where you're going to get serious fines if you say something that they don't agree with in this commission across Europe. And, of course, they'll have to force it on other countries around the world. You have to understand, the globalists don't care whether you call it left or right. They just want total control of us. They want us to treat it like cyber pets.
Absolutely. No, the same Hitler or Stalin will write in on, you know, who's ever parade. And that'll happen. I saw one good article on from George Orwell about the face crime, and that's what that kid was accused of, a face crime, because some people were calling it a smirk. And all he did, they were waiting for a bus, he just stood his ground, and he didn't scowl or anything. But the very fact that he was made guilty of a crime, that one of those CNN guys says he should be punched, he should be punched in the face.
That's the kid that actually just had that smirk on and had his MAGA hat on while the guy's beating a drum in front of him, as you mean.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't call that a smirk. You know, he's got, you know, surprisingly, you
he
know,
just stood his ground.
Five or six Indians and some other people shouting vindictives at him. So what a fraud this guy is. He was supposed to have 10,000 people in his indigenous native parade, and I think the most they counted there was like about 15. So the whole scenario is such a fraud and such a lie.
Well, the media is a liar. I call it. What do you think?
It is.
The Leocracy. Thank you, Gary Mazin.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at rents.com.